America weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend, the next generation of talk radio. I am Paul Harris. We'll, of course, catch up with all the latest news at the top of the hour. But first,
before we get started, I have to talk about the rumors that came out today, which says that I'll be moving up to 11:30, or as my parents call it, it's still too late. Actually, the rumors are true. NBC is turning The Tonight Show into a diving competition. So exciting.
Y'all excited about March Madness? You into March Madness?
Yeah.
People talk about who's in, who's out, who's going to be eliminated, and that's just here at NBC. That's not even counting. I have never been in the paper this much. It's fantastic.
Here's a major sports story. After their comeback over Cleveland last night, the Miami Heat have won an incredible 24 games in a row. It has been so long since the Heat lost. The last time it happened, I had to page my friend on his beeper to tell him about it. That's how long. The last time the Heat lost, Honey Boo Boo was just what I said to my wife when I got a paper cut.
Really?
The last time the Heat lost, Conan O'Brien was the host of The Tonight Show.
That's a little bit of Jay Leno and Jimmy Fallon, who were in the news this week because NBC is going to be firing Jay Leno again. They're going to keep doing it till they get it right. And Jimmy Fallon's going to get the show, and it's going to be moved back to New York from Los Angeles, where it has been since 1972. Lots of chatter about whether this is even a good idea to begin with. It failed when they did it with Conan O'Brien a few years ago. Will it work with Jimmy Fallon? Let's ask Joe Adalian, who's the West Coast editor of Vulture.com. Hi, Joe. How are you? Welcome to America Weekend.
Good morning, Paul.
Is this a good idea? I mean, as I said, it didn't work last time. Will it work this time?
Well, you have to look at it two ways, creatively and commercially. Creatively, I think Jimmy Fallon is perfect for The Tonight Show. I think he's broad, he's accessible, he's funny. But does it make sense to do it now? No, not when you have somebody who's actually pulling in good numbers, relatively good numbers. Jay Leno's been number one for most of his entire run at The Tonight Show. He's still number one, even though ratings for all the late night shows are going down. And you don't really mess with success, especially if you're NBC, where literally almost everything the network is doing is not doing well. Here's the time slot where NBC's actually winning. Why make the change now?
It doesn't make sense. They lost the lead in mornings with Good Morning America beating Today. In prime time, one night last week, I saw that you tweeted they came in seventh place for one of their shows. The only places they're winning are with Jay Leno and Brian Williams doing the nightly news, and yet they think that this is what they have to fix?
You know, with Conan O'Brien, it made some sense because it was done 5 years in advance. Jay Leno kind of lied and said he'd be okay with it. There was a big transition. Everyone knew it was coming. Then NBC chickened out. But they saw what happened. They saw that when you make a change in late night, that the people go. There's a certain audience for late night talk shows, and that audience is probably getting smaller and smaller every year. Who knows if there's even going to be such a thing as a late-night talk show as we've known it over the last 50 years in 3-5 years. So until that point, it just doesn't make any sense to change. I understand the idea of thinking ahead and installing the next generation, but that would be if something like late-night were healthy, if it were a growing, thriving day part and you wanted to get ahead of the curve so you continue to grow. That makes sense on shows like The Today Show, where people are still tuning in big numbers. It doesn't make any sense in late night, and I just don't understand NBC's reasoning behind it.
How much of their reasoning, obviously they want to try to get the younger demos, and Leno, by the way, still is doing very well with 18 to 49-year-olds. Jimmy Kimmel may be chipping away at that, but Leno is still doing better than he, and certainly better than Letterman and the other late night hosts. But how much of this is also about new media? Jimmy Fallon has 6 million followers on Twitter and actually tweets himself. Jay Leno has 500,000, and you know he's not the one who's sitting there and putting things on his account.
You know, I don't know if that's part of the reasoning, but let's remember, NBC is old media. I mean, they are involved in new media, and they care about that. But the fact is, their whole game right now is trying to get people to watch and watch that show live. Jimmy Fallon succeeds because, in addition to the people who do watch him live, plenty of people watch his viral videos. People see Michelle Obama doing the evolution of Mom Dance with Jimmy Kimmel, with Jimmy Fallon, rather, sorry. And therefore, the Jimmy Fallon brand is bigger than the people who actually watch him at 12:35. So that's a great thing, and that's one of the reasons why Jimmy is popular. But again, the game is all about getting people to watch now, because advertisers pay to get people to watch now and live. And so, yeah, I guess the thinking is, well, he's viral, he's out there. That seems really short-sighted. I mean, you know, it's an old cliche and an old saying, but a bird in a hand is worth two in a bush. And Jimmy is doing well at 12:30. Jay Leno is doing great at 11:30. Why mess with that unless you absolutely have to?
Well, since a lot of this is going to be speculation for the next year or so, let's begin some speculation here today. Who's going to replace Jimmy Fallon? Is there anybody
honestly
in the hopper?
You know, there are always possibilities bandied about. Maybe Chelsea Handler comes over from E!, which is a sister network to NBC, as part of NBC Universal. But I actually wonder, my colleague Mike Schneider over TV Guide mentioned this a few weeks ago, I don't know if NBC is really necessarily going to invest the money in another new big 12:30 show like we've seen in the past. I don't think it makes any sense. The ratings are really, really way down in late night. They're really, really way down in late night. And these shows cost a lot of money to produce. You know, there's been some speculation maybe the Tonight Show would be expanded to 90 minutes, supersize it. You know, I don't know if that's a possibility. I think that they might do something extremely low cost, sort of like what they're doing with Carson Daly right now, which is barely a talk show. It's just sort of this thing that airs at 1:30. You know, it's fun to play that game, you know, but I actually think that's NBC would be smart not to even really go there with a big expensive show. I mean, maybe air Talk Soup 5 days a week. You know, that might be something, it's called The Soup now. You know, air that 5 days a week and do something low budget. But it doesn't make sense. I mean, when you think about it right now, The Daily Show and Stephen Colbert's show, Colbert Nation, they actually actually do better than some of the network late night shows. Adult Swim, the animated block on Cartoon Network, does better than all of the late night shows and costs a heck of a lot less money to produce than these talk shows. So I don't think that we're necessarily going to see another 12:30 shows.
This is America Weekend. I'm Paul Harris talking with Joe Adalian, West Coast editor for Vulture.com, about the late night wars and the late shift round three, or I've actually lost count of how many shifts there have been in late night. You mentioned Stewart and Colbert. I think that they're doing the best stuff in late night on a regular basis, and talk about viral. They're the ones who are creating more buzz. You know, ever since Conan O'Brien got bumped off The Tonight Show and over to TBS, I don't hear anybody saying, did you hear what Conan did last night? He's kind of disappeared from the pop culture landscape, hasn't he?
You know, yes and no. He does pop up. You know, Conan does very, very well among 18 to 34-year-olds, the youngest segment of the viewing population. And, yeah, he actually is actually competitive with Jay and Dave in that demographic. Not so much once you get a little bit older. People don't stay up. They don't know where TBS is as much. He's been helped a little bit by Big Bang Theory repeats, which have helped on TBS. But you're right. He has definitely – I'm a big Conan fan. I'm Team Coco forever. But you have to admit that, yes, it does not get the same sort of buzz, in part because Conan's still basically doing a traditional talk show. And he does a good talk show, and it's funny. But it's a little bit behind the curve. By the way, you don't really hear much about Jay or Dave Letterman either.
No.
On a consistent basis. They're there. They talk about it because we in the media talk about them, and we care when there are these changes. It's great that it's still on the cover of the New York Times that The Tonight Show might be changing hosts. For most Americans, they don't care.
Where does Arsenio Hall fit into this mix? It's a name we haven't heard for a lot of years since his syndicated show went away. It feels like he's more of a Carson-era kind of guy because he competed with Johnny and got some of the young demos away. He's coming back with a new syndicated late-night show of his own this fall. Where does he fit in?
Well, it's funny. I was an Arsenio fan when I was in my teens, but now I'm in my 40s. So I don't know if Arsenio's demo is going to be that young. You know, he'll do what he does. I think Arsenio's a talented man. Syndication is really hard because it's very hard to break out because there's not consistent promotion. You could air on some stations that are very strong and some stations that are very weak. Certainly the timing couldn't be better with all this attention. You know, if there is a shift next fall, actually this would happen before that. So, you know, Arsenio, I guess, maybe he'll surprise everybody. I don't know if there's a big younger audience that even knows who Arsenio Hall is other than that guy who was on the Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. And what about Jay Leno? There's talk in the New York Post and a couple of other papers this week that maybe some Fox stations want him for late night. Once he's been kicked off The Tonight Show twice, won't he just give up on TV and become the multimillionaire comedian who tours around and plays the Mirage six times a year?
A Las Vegas residency could be in his life. You know, I don't know. First of all, I will, even though I've heard from plenty of people that this is actually quote unquote happening at NBC, and I've confirmed what the New York Times and first the Hollywood Reporter reported a few weeks ago, there's still a part of me that thinks Jay Leno will find another way to pull this out. part of me wonders if this is just some giant stunt to get people to pay attention to late night again. Or that NBC, someone at NBC will finally come to their senses and that Jay Leno's actually been orchestrating this all to embarrass NBC to get them to realize that this is stupidity. However, if it does go, I don't think Fox is an option. It might have been an option a couple years ago. My Fox sources say that it would be very, very complicated to get something like that up and running. Yeah. But I don't think Fox thinks that it's going to be that big of a game changer. You know, Jay Leno is now doing lower numbers than Conan was doing 3 years ago. 3 years ago. Now, that's not a reflection on Jay Leno. It's just a reflection of the fact that
right.
TV is changing very, very quickly.
Yep.
And the whole late-night talk show just isn't the same.
Joe Adalian, West Coast editor from Vulture.com. Love your stuff. Read you on Twitter. Appreciate you joining me here today on America Weekend.
Reunited and feel so good, Paul. Take care.
Thank you very much. I am Paul Harris. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter and email me, paul@americaweekend.com. Stand by for the news at the top of the hour. And thanks for listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Networks. America.